normally we talk to Senator Schwertner on Wednesdays, but because they went so late on the Senate floor on Tuesday night, he joins us this morning. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm trying to recover from the Spurs last night.
You know, that's they did let that slip away. That's that is an unfortunate thing. We'll move on and see. I don't know. Those guys are kind of old. I'm not sure if I don't know if Ginobili will be back, but we'll see. Am I right to characterize that the Senate has pretty well taken care of what they needed to, and now the House needs to handle their work?
Yes, Scott. The Senate has completed their work initially on the issues associated with the special session, transportation, redistricting, and pro-life measures. They're all out of the Senate. They're over in the House. We await their action, and so we can tie this all up by hopefully next Tuesday when the special session ends.
Probably the biggest news since we spoke are the vetoes that the governor has done.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is when it came to the education portion, this was passed by the Senate unanimously. It was voted on in favor by 100 and all but two of the members of the State House, and yet the governor vetoed it. Your feeling about that?
Well, the governor signed HB 5,
right.
the public education bill that reformed our curriculum and also diminished the high stakes testing from 15 tests to 5 tests. He did veto SB 15, which mm-hmm. was the bill in reference to governance of the institutions of higher education and how the responsibilities between regents and chancellors and administrators of the institutions is handled. So, I voted for both of those bills. I was supportive of both SB 15 and HB 5. I wish the governor had not vetoed SB 15, but, he is the governor, and that is his power to be able to do so if he so chose.
You know, one of the things that I found very interesting is obviously you have no situation, no opportunity for the legislative branch to override his veto now. That would have to be taken up in the next session. Is that something that's a little bit cumbersome? Because obviously, what is it, 20, 21 days that you have to put this on the governor's desk so that you would be able to act during the regular session, but now you can't. Do you find that to be cumbersome, that you couldn't override any of those vetoes?
Right. Well, the legislature meets only 140 days, and of course, during the special session, we could potentially try to override a veto, but that is somewhat unique to Texas. When we're not in session, we cannot act on a veto that's been put forth by the governor.
Let's move on to one that I think probably got the most national play as far as the vetoes were concerned, and that was the Lilly Ledbetter, basically equal pay for females.
Mm-hmm.
What was your thought there?
Well, I did not vote for that bill on the floor. The federal regulations already speak to that, and individuals that feel like they've been wronged in that respect can seek redress through the federal courts. I also believe it could be potentially an avenue for increased litigation and somewhat of a trial lawyer's bonanza if that bill were to come into law.
Sure. You feel like everything is going to get taken care of? I know you want to be optimistic here with just a few days left in the session, but do you feel like the House will take care of their business and you'll be able to get things done that you needed to for Tuesday?
I certainly hope so. I believe we should pass redistricting and the pro-life measures and of course transportation. I've spoken about transportation in the past. What's been put forth is something that doesn't include new fees or new tolls or new taxes, and especially no new debt. So I think it's a reasonable avenue forward to address at least partially some of the transportation needs of the state. And to me, my priorities were water, roads, and schools, and we did not get the roads portion of that taken care of this during the regular session. And during the special session, we were able to put forth at least an avenue forward for transportation, and I hope we're able to get it done.
Well, in SB 1, I guess it was, where you put forth the idea that there be a constitutional amendment, so mm-hmm. a referendum there. Is that maybe where the future is when it comes to these tough budgeting items, that you, in fact, do go back to the public and ask them to really express their opinion at the polls?
I think there are certain issues that the public needs to speak on and needs to give direction to the legislature. And in this case, it's transportation. I think it was an appropriate avenue to pursue.
Do you believe there could be a second special session that anything else might be handled?
That's up to the governor. I wouldn't want to speak to that.
Okay. I always like to hear predictions, though, and I'll remember next time, guys.
I'm not hearing strongly that there will be a special session, but it all depends upon how this one turns out.
All right, well, very good.
We won't know that till Tuesday at midnight.
That's exactly right. Well, we'll hope to talk to you then next Wednesday, and that might be the end of things. How's that?
Thank you, Scott.
All right,
thank
you.